This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
We're going to be breaking into Nuggets-Timberwolves matchups, why the Nuggets have the edge in this series. The Rockies are back at it tonight. NBA commissioner, WNBA commissioner, going with the sexism. Gotta love it. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. And I've got a legend of the state of Colorado joining me in studio right now. Michael, the whole show starts now. Welcome into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. And no, I'm not talking about Michael in studio. You're over there in your little box over there, far enough away from me so we don't have to be extremely close, but far enough to be dangerous. Joining me now, Hall of Fame head coach, host of Coach Speak, and now the 2026 Media Award winner from the Colorado High School Coaches Association, Coach Bruce Dick. Coach, you were coaching all these years, and you were on the opposite side of the media thing. Did you ever think you'd win a media award to go along with all of your accolades on the coaching side?
Absolutely not. You know, it's just one of those things, just a big blessing. You know, toward the end of the career that I have a chance to do what I once thought of doing as a kid. And on the playground, always announcing the games, you know, imaginary games, things yeah. like that. And then to be able to actually have a show, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, man. Well, it's an honor for us. You know, I think sometimes it's kind of like the Nikola Jokic thing. You just get used to the triple doubles and you don't realize how special it is. Every day we see you in studio. We see you here around the building. And I think it's easy for us to just be like, yeah, that's Coach Bruce Dick, but that's Coach Bruce Dick.
No, that's just Coach Bruce.
No, I mean, it's every year.
Just another guy.
You're a Hall of Famer. You're what, fourth all-time? Fourth all-time winningest basketball coach in the state of Colorado. You won the Colorado Broadcasters Association Award for best talk show in a major market. And now this, the 2026 Media Award from the Colorado High School Coaches Association, man. Does it get old winning all these awards? I mean, could you share some with the rest of the class or...
You know, it's very humbling, number one. It's just like when I went to the banquet of last night, I'm still in awe of all the other guys there. And you kind of pinch yourself like, oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here, too. It's a great night because I got to share it, of course, with Terry and son Brian and Melissa were in the audience with us at the table. So special night. It was a special night.
I mean, it is special. You know, you go from these coaching awards and then you start shifting it over to media awards. What's next, Coach? I mean, you're gonna try out for the Rockies here pretty soon?
Is that I'd love to.
Man, is that what's next?
I wish I had a little left in the tank to try out, you know. That was my childhood dream. I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player.
I know baseball's like your favorite sport to watch. And then you get into the coaching of basketball side.
It was my favorite sport, and growing up, I anticipated, you know, I was able to play just a couple years of JUCO ball, but that was my lifetime dream to be a major leaguer.
Really?
No doubt about it. Got into basketball because I love the game, too, and I always thought basketball coaches could make maybe more of a difference in a game than a baseball coach.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's the case, but
I could see that.
And as you know, being around, you know, I love all sports. I mean, I'm always, you know, calling the plays during the Broncos game or something like that, and just love watching and love participating.
Yeah, well, funny story how Coach got involved here. We'll pull the curtain back here because I think this is a fun story. You know, obviously you had a great relationship with our Preps team over the years.
Sure.
And there was a day where the current show we had in place just kind of said, I'm done. I'm not giving you 2 weeks. I'm just done. Well, there was a fill-in host that was coming in that day anyway, who had invited you to come on and be on the program that day, and that was part of a fill-in. And so while you guys were on the air, we were delivered the news that no, you're not getting 2 weeks' notice. We're just done. And so we're listening, you know, the team here, the KFKA board, it's a great board, 2x4 type of board. And we're listening, and it was like, wow, Bruce has this sound. This show has this sound. And then that was it. And then you were doing the show with another guy at the time. And then suddenly there became a situation where you could take over and do it on your own. And, you fill an hour every single day by getting almost brand new, unique guests every single day. I mean, yeah, there are reoccurring guests, but you know everybody. So it was like not a planned thing. You were just coming in to hang out.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're hosting a radio show.
Hey, exactly. I remember when you called me and said, hey, what do you think? Want to try it by yourself? And I go, why not?
Why not?
You know, let's go. You know, let's just try it. And I've loved the high school action and around Northern Colorado and just giving the kids an opportunity to get on the air and share some of those success stories, which we have a lot, you know, here in the region.
Well, and I got to tell you, like, from my growing up, if we in Eastern Colorado, you know about Eastern Colorado, Bruce.
Sterling, Colorado.
If we would have had a radio guy like you covering sports, not just the games, but actually taking an interest. And you don't just do this for the show. I mean, you're walking around here and you're like, did you see this guy's game? Did you hear about this girl's, you know, track time? And all that. And I'm amazed at how many different athletes of how many different sports in the high school world that you're following and covering. Growing up, if we would have had that kind of person, my goodness, it would have been the coolest thing ever.
You know, I can't disagree with you at all, Brady. It would have been. You know, and Sterling, at the time when I was in high school, we actually had a TV station outside of town and pretty good radio coverage. So once in a while, we would be able to, you know, be interviewed or things like that. And I thought at the time, this is a lot of fun. This is something I'd like to do.
I had somebody email me the other day, Bruce, who was a Timnath fan. And obviously had some kids playing for, you know, on Timnath baseball. And they got smoked in a game that you guys did. But they'd emailed and said, hey, we want the podcast of that game. No, it was a loss. We don't necessarily want to relive it. But the boys just absolutely love hearing their names on the radio, on these broadcasts. And again, I know there's streaming services now. But a lot of times these streaming services, maybe they focus just on one team. They don't get into the meat and potatoes of what these kids are about. You, along with your show, you're able to learn so much about them and then use that information later for your broadcasts.
Well, we certainly try to. And when we have kids on, we try to get maybe a little more information out of them about, you know, what their favorite subject is. Micah's great because, you know, when he hears the kid loves math, he gives the thumbs, you know, down, of course.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And being a former PE teacher, when a kid comes on and says, PE's my favorite, there you go.
That's the best class.
Most intelligent kid ever.
Oh, PE and lunch. Yeah. I don't think they call it a class, but you're learning about food groups, so I kind of think it was a class.
I think so, too.
I actually do.
Love having those kids on.
But Michael's great, huh? Seriously? I mean, all this time, I didn't think you were a liar, Bruce. I really didn't. I thought you were one of the good ones, but you're going to say Michael's great. Okay. That's fine. Different story over here, but yeah.
Go Boise State Broncos.
Yes, let's go Broncos.
I'm very much
it every day. You're very much what?
I'm being abused here.
No, I'm trying to keep it real. We had a texter say Micah was on fire yesterday on the whole show.
Yeah, I read that during my show, and I thought, No, that didn't.
Did they listen to the show? Were you listening to a different show, maybe? There was a Micah there or something? I'm not. Maybe you were listening to like a Cowboys interview with Micah Parsons? And
that's just disrespectful, man.
I just don't know.
I really like Micah.
But, Bruce, seriously, man, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We love, of course, you and Terry. We love the relationship with you guys and, you know, always rooting for you no matter what you're doing in this life. And just so pumped, man. And you're still a successful high school basketball coach. You're still rolling with it.
Still going.
Still going. You know, and I don't want to do, I'm not gonna ask you what the WNBA commissioner was asked. Like, when are you gonna hang it up? You know, I'm not gonna ask it, Coach, because I don't think you ever will. I don't know.
That time certainly will come, but that doesn't mean we're gonna be just staying idle. There's always gonna be things to do.
What is your favorite sport to follow? Now, I know you said baseball to watch, but as far as like when you're watching preps teams and you're learning about these teams in the area, is it baseball still, or does that change a little bit?
You know, in high school, it's probably football and basketball.
Okay.
You know, and baseball, I love covering baseball, especially here in Northern Colorado. It's just gained my interest so much. And I, you know, I'm so biased to pitchers still to this day. You know, when I go watch a game and that pitch is like 3 inches outside, I think they should get the call.
Mm.
You know, things. But we have some great ones here in Northern Colorado. So I don't think I have a favorite because I really love covering them all and watching them all.
And I love it too because even the games that we're not broadcasting here, because there's only so much time throughout the day, you're also highlighting a lot of those sports that we don't broadcast. You're interviewing different players from different sports, different coaches all over when it comes to Northern Colorado.
Well, we have so many terrific, for example, great track athletes, cross-country athletes here that will go on and be highly successful at the next level.
You have these connections, too. I mean, I know you're a legendary coach, but how do you know? And it's not just the prep scene. You know all the college guys know you. I mean, I have a good relationship with some of these coaches, and I'll bring up, you know, the show that's right before me, Coach Speak. Oh, yeah, with Bruce Dick. Yeah, we know that guy. Yeah, we know him well. We love that guy.
Well, some of it's by accident, you know, some of it's just because I'm so into it and do as many things as I can to broaden the knowledge and love of sports.
How do you know Houston Reed?
Coach Reed was a former high school coach in Colorado and, of course, sent guys down to Otero. You know, he'd have his little, you know, come tryouts or whatever. So got to know him there. Then he was at Shadner State. How I got to know him, I don't remember.
Well, now he's with, of course, UNC. And
great job. How about his kids?
His kids
Johnny
are phenomenal.
And Olivia.
Yep.
Olivia, All-American, Brady. She's an All-American.
It's phenomenal. I mean, both him and Smiley. Smiley's got two amazing athletes, so does Houston. I know Houston now because of his stuff with UNC. But it's funny because he coached against me. He coached against me, Bruce. And this is not a fun story for me because he's like, yeah, I coached around 2004, 2005. Would you have been on that team? I'm like, so I was that memorable that you don't even remember. He remembered our starting center. He remembered him by name. And I'm like, how about that fiery white dude that tried really hard on defense, you know, couldn't handle the ball?
Did he not face guard you?
I mean, I don't know.
No respect.
No respect.
He didn't face guard you.
I was shutting guys down. You know, I couldn't handle the ball though, so that doesn't really.
Maybe that's why he didn't.
It doesn't sell.
So maybe he wanted you to get the ball.
Maybe so. But it was like, hey, come on, at least pretend. Do one of the things where you say, "Oh yeah, I remember you." That didn't even like. They didn't even finally say, "Yeah, no. I recall that time when you played." So.
Yeah, we pretend a lot that we remember those kind of things, you know.
Well, and what's cool though is you say that, but you still have such a great relationship with so many players that you've coached over the years.
That's probably one of the best things you have going.
Like, and I'm not just saying you have an amazing relationship with these guys.
It is the relationships when you hear from the guys, no matter how many years it's been, it's just phenomenal. Just really quick story: we go to Indianapolis and we have a former player. This was when I was an assistant coach at Green Mountain, and Tim Lovejoy was on the 1980 state championship game, and he always says, "Coach, if you come to Indianapolis, let me know." So we give Tim a call, and next day we're having lunch. on the way to the airport. No, I'll take you. I'll take you. You know, just those relationships
so
you
cool.
build. And he's retiring, get this, former player, retiring as a principal in Indianapolis
wow.
this spring.
Wow, it's got to be such a joy, too, to see these guys, when they do break away from high school, what they do after the fact,
Absolutely.
Too. And then they're still coming back to you. And
best part of it.
Yeah, I love it, Coach. Man, we're honored to have you here as a part of the team. You know that. And just congratulations to you. I know it was a big night last night.
It was. Thank you so much.
All right, my friend. Hey, Rocky's going to get it done?
Absolutely.
I'm starting to get...
We talked about this.
Yeah.
10 wins by the end of April.
That'd be all right.
10 wins in May. July 1st, you guys are celebrating at the local salon.
I think that's a decent plan. I'm not sure. I'm starting to feel it now. The beard's starting to get there. Tanner still looks like, you know, he just shaved yesterday. So I'm a little worried about the situation.
Right I'd now. Make an appointment July 1st.
Okay. July 1st. There you go. Bruce has it. Dirty 30 ends on July 1st. Coach, listen to Coach speak every weekday here on KFKA, 10 o'clock. Love what you do, my friend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Brady. Thrilled being on the whole show.
Hey, anytime. I mean, you're right here when I you know, you stay here.
I've made my chair.
Day.
Trifecta today.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Coach Bruce Dick, just another award going up on that trophy case, in that trophy case for Coach Bruce Dick. 21 minutes after the hour. We'll talk some Nuggets and Timberwolves coming up, also Broncos and tight end position. All that and more coming up next here on the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe.
Four Saturdays, four code words, one big prize. Tune in to Paul the Waterman. Saturday mornings at 8 on KFKA, and you could win a $1,300 reverse osmosis system. Don't miss out.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Drink of the week, the beverage of the week at On the Rocks Liquor is the new Angry Orchard Summer Crush Variety 12-pack. This limited release will make you fall in love with Angry Orchard all over again. With four new flavors like Tropical Storm and Berry Smash, these won't last long. So stop by. This is very popular, and it's a perfect summer beer. Get yours today at On the Rocks Liquor. Half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. Tell them we sent you here from The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, we've got the play-in games tonight. A couple of play-in games. Heat Hornets, that's the early game. That's 5:30. Not really doing it for me, although I am interested to see Trailblazers and Suns. I love to hate to love Devin Booker, who's still a very, very good player. The Suns are 2.5-point favorites tonight over the Trailblazers, so that one's kind of the more interesting one. Wednesday night will be fascinating because it's the Magic 76ers, whatever, Warriors Clippers, and the game where Steve Kerr's kind of saying, you know, we're going to rest our starters. We're going to be on a minute restriction. I mean, it's kind of the win or go home mentality here. You gotta win. I mean, the winners of these games move on just like that. The losers get another opportunity. So the losers would have to then win a couple of those games. I don't get it. And Steve Kerr's playing this like a regular season game. So I think it's very odd. But Steve Kerr's very odd. You know, a guy I used to really love when he was in the broadcast booth, and it depends on the day. I kind of still like to listen to him. He's a very political guy, but then he kind of thinks he's larger than life, although I agree with him on some of the things he says when he's going at the NBA, you know, all that. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, Mike, I want to get to this one. We're going to get to Nuggets, Timberwolves preview, kind of break down the matchups there later on in the program. Also, Broncos, tight ends. A couple of tight ends are visiting the Broncos. So we'll get into who those guys are and the likelihood that they become a Denver Bronco. But Kathy Engelbert is the WNBA commissioner. And she was asked whether, you know, when she thought she might hang it up by a reporter. You know, they're going over the new deal, the getting a deal done with the players and more money for the players, all that. But then just kind of loosely asked. I mean, I don't know that much about her. I mean, I'm guessing she's been the commissioner a while if you're asking her when she thinks she might hang it up. Well, Michael, her response, one of the things she said, she's just like, I find it funny. I wonder whether you would ask that of a man. And the reporter's like, yeah. I mean, I've heard sexist questions before. You're a nerd. You've seen the viral clips, Michael, where they're doing the promotions for their Star Avengers movies or whatever they are now. I've lost interest. And it's like they ask Scarlett Johansson what she does to fit into her suit, and she takes offense to that. She's like, would you ask a man this?
And I always
roll my eyes because I'm like, yeah, I actually think more dudes want to know what those dudes are doing to exercise and look like that, to be real honest. So I do think those questions come up. But even then, I kind of get where you could go, that's kind of a sexist question. This is not that.
Yeah, the difference between Scarlett Johansson and the Chris Hemsworth thing is Scarlett Johansson's not going to admit to, you know, doing steroids because she doesn't.
Right. Oh, so you're saying, for a matter of fact, because you're saying that very positively here on a professional radio show, you're saying that an actor
probably
does steroids to fill his suit in Captain America.
I mean, at his age, probably. When he was younger, maybe not. But now, he's probably got to do the steroids.
I don't know. I mean, it's all about lighting. He's a big dude. He's in shape, but the lighting makes him look 10 times bigger, man.
And spray tans.
Spray tans, lighting, all that. But I always thought that was stupid, too. Like, Scarlett Johansson's like, would you ask that of a dude? Yeah, I would. In fact, I've literally Googled Captain America workouts. And then when I'm like, oh, crap, no, nah, that's not my world. I'm not going to be doing that workout anytime soon. But yes, I'm way more concerned about, like, how men close to my age are able to look that extremely fit than I am of Scarlett Johansson and how she fit into her spandex.
Also, she should keep in mind that of all the Marvel characters, her character is one of the least interesting.
Correct. But this is just this thing. It's I don't know. Do you call this gaslighting? I don't know. What do you call this? It's just a reasonable question. When do you think you might be done being the commissioner? Anytime you have somebody that's in a position for a while, it doesn't even have to be a critical thing. It's just, are you going to keep doing this for 10 years? You're going to keep doing this for 5 years? How in the world are we, as a society? You know what this does, Michael? This ruins the actual sexist stuff that happens. Because if we say everything is sexist and everything is racist, then actual sexist and racist stuff, either just we get numb to it, or we're lumping that into the same category as asking a woman when she might be done being a commissioner. Michael, how many times, just to average it out, how many times a week have I called for Adam Silver, the male NBA commissioner's job, on this radio program? How many times a week do you think I do something like that?
I mean, like, at least once.
At least once a week. At least.
The difference is, like, men's basketball is interesting, and the WNBA just—it was interesting for
easy,
a year.
Easy, Michael.
I'm saying it. It's just like how much are we talking about it? We're not talking about it because
interesting. Did you not know the WNBA draft was last night? It was last night, Mike.
Yeah, that's great. If it was the NBA draft, we would be talking about it more. I'm sorry, but that every time we talk about the WNBA, it's because one of the athletes is saying something dumb. And there are plenty of smart athletes out there probably saying smart things.
I think there are players that, you know, like, again, I know Caitlin Clark has certainly talked about not just by things that she says or does, but her skill set is really good. She's a very rare player. But I got to tell you, I don't. A lot of what I've known of WNBA stars is, you know, you might see after UCLA won the championship, who's the UCLA girl that got drafted in the top 10 or whatever? And she was like doing a viral TikTok video dance on the court after they won. And they're like singing and mouthing the words and stuff. So I'm watching that for 5 seconds because it was like, oh, UCLA won. And oh, they're out on the stage. And oh, what? They're breaking out in a dance. It was odd and interesting, I guess. They're having fun. So then suddenly my algorithm made me watch, you know, it has you watch the next one. And I'm like, okay, that's enough of this. Go uninterested or whatever. But that, I mean, how many college basketball men players do you see doing TikTok videos out on the floor or in the locker room?
You see a number of NFL wide receivers do that.
TikTok videos?
Yeah, there was one who was doing TikTok videos. He did some pregame, and then he got like absolutely demolished by one of the players.
Right. We make fun of it if it's a lot of it is in the, you know, the NFL.
My problem with the WNBA is like the basketball. A lot of them just, I don't think they practice that much. It's not life
WNBA?
To them.
WNBA? I would say they do, but they also don't make the kind of money NBA dudes make. So it's like, I don't know. You're Mr. Confident today. You got Chris Hemsworth, is that right? Or Chris Evans? He's doing steroids. WNBA women, they don't practice. I mean, where are you getting your information?
Those games, you could build a house with some of the bricks that they shoot up.
Nice. Big Hub, why do people love to take a question and make it something difficult? It was a simple question. And it's the thing, man. Like, we're trying to make it a sexist thing when it's not a sexist thing. I mean, how many times have we asked at the end of the year? How many times has Andy Reid been asked if he's going to hang it up? Seriously. He's probably asked that by regular Kansas City Chiefs media. I'm going low here. I'll bet he's asked that at least 20 times a year. For the past 5 years, he's been asked that 20 times. And I'm going low. And I'm saying ask that in a professional setting where there are cameras on him. And he
and
has to answer
that's
that.
Chiefs media.
And yeah, that's just Chiefs media. Not to mention all the media that talks about it all the time. Why does no one bat an eye at that? And it's how is that? That's sexist. Or you're an ageist or ageism or whatever that is. I saw this video last night. I couldn't help myself because it's the W freaking NBA again. Why can't you get out of your own way? You have opportunities to grow your game. You get Caitlin Clark. And at every chance you get, you try to pretend she's not the face of the league. You try to pretend that the league has always been starting to get more popular. The players come out and bitch at Caitlin Clark because she's not active enough and trying to fight for their more money. You mean to tell me if Caitlin Clark was not a WNBA player today, the league would be getting more money?
Do we really think less money?
I don't think they would have won their deal where they get more money.
Caitlin Clark can ball. Like she
and
can
she
ball.
She is just also extremely popular, and yes, she can ball, Mike. She could be, but she's also really honest and with it too. She's not like thinking I'm going to go out there and maybe I could beat Steph Curry in a 3-point competition. That's realistic. It is because she's going to use a women's ball. Steph Curry's going to use a male's ball. And she could potentially win it. Is she beating him one-on-one? No. It's not happening. So she's a realist when it comes to that kind of thing. And you have so many players in the WNBA that are not. And here you have the commissioner who's asked a very simple question by another woman reporter if she might hang it up soon. And her response is, I wonder whether you would ask that of a man. What? We're not asking about your blouse. We're not asking, who are you wearing today? Like, if that would have been a question from a reporter, hey, who are you wearing? Like, would you be asking to do the same thing? No, probably not. That's not what we're asking. We're asking if there ever might be a day, how dare I, where you might consider retiring from being the commissioner of the WNBA. A better response would have been even a more negative response would have been, why, do you think I should? That's what she should have said. If she was offended by the question, be offended because they're asking if you'd retire as if you're not good enough to be the commissioner. So, I don't know, man.
The best response probably would have been, I will retire when I don't think I'm good enough to
like every other normal person that's ever been asked that question. Smitty says, I'd venture a guess 95% of the hooligans cannot name five WNBA players.
There's Caitlin Clark. There's Angel Reese.
Two.
There's the one with the thing.
There's Livy.
There's the gal that does the
That's a gymnast. Oh, Wilson. I know Wilson. That's a good one.
Oh, Smith.
No, you can't just, you're just being silly. Well, Plum.
That's a fruit.
Kelsey. That's five. We got to five. I think somehow through all that, we found five.
I threw out a name that I didn't know.
Do I watch the WNBA? I watched more women's college basketball because it was really exciting. When it was Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark both in college, and then there was a bunch of players that were rolling around that time. That were like entertaining. There were some. Paige Buchers, really good. There's a few. But is that something where? Because didn't season start this week, right? Am I going to watch that over the Rockies losing? Probably not. I'm still going to watch the Rockies lose. I'm going to watch Major League Baseball over the WNBA. I'm going to watch NBA playoffs over the WNBA. So is that sexist? Whatever. I just know what's more entertaining to my eyeballs.
I will watch softball over the WNBA because I think softball is more entertaining than the product of the WNBA.
I would watch like elite college volleyball.
Oh, absolutely.
Elite.
I will watch.
And I'm talking
volleyball.
Elite, like UNC, the Bears over here, Lindsey Oates, they have an elite volleyball team.
I watched an entire Pac-12 championship. It had just started, so I had missed like half a set. But like I watched most of it.
That's just saying.
I don't know how you get that parallel to the ground going for a ball.
We're going to watch sports that are entertaining. Like one of the best sports in the Olympics is gymnastics, and not men's gymnastics. What the women can do is absolutely insane. I like to watch both men's and women's swimming. I like to watch both men and women's track and field. But it just goes to show you, I know you're shaking your head, you only watch two sports and you barely watch those.
No, swimming and tracks, that's not fun.
It is absolutely fun. I'm sorry, you just it doesn't enter your brain. The idea of speed and matching your speed against another person's speed doesn't enter your brain because you walk like 2 miles per hour, so speed scares you. I understand that. You see one of those little speed trackers and you run away because you're like, oh my gosh, that's going to get me. I don't dare even go past it because I don't even want to register. I don't want to register any MPH. He said, Chris, I have to agree with Michael on the WNBA. I didn't know about the draft last night, and only because the lady from UCLA in Grandview High School. I knew it was on because it was on social. I saw it on social media. You know, X is really, they get you. They find ways. If you're a sports fan, you're going to get it there.
I think I'd rather watch a girls' high school basketball game than the WNBA. There just seems to be more whining in the WNBA.
I'd still vote for a WNBA game over high school, my opinion. But I'm not really watching a lot of high school boys'
basketball
either.
I don't like the whine. The product on the field, the product on the court just does not allow me to enjoy it over the whininess.
Do you think that if they got away from some of the social, the whininess or whatever you're calling it, you might actually watch some of it? I think I would consider it more. Got the Lawnster on the First Advantage Hotline. Lawnster, what's up, my friend?
Hey, Brady, how you doing?
You know, we're hanging in there.
Hey, you know what? Congratulations to Bruce Dick.
Oh, isn't he something? He's a great guy.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that guy is amazing, and I want to thank you guys for putting him on the air.
Yeah, we love Bruce, man, and he just keeps winning awards, makes us all look bad. But yeah, we're proud of the guy, super proud of him.
Hey, for sure. Hey, you know, on this women's thing, I cannot watch women's basketball.
Like at any level or just the WNBA?
Just all the whole thing. It just don't do anything for me. I'd rather watch men's basketball that more than anything.
And I just don't think that makes you a bad person. I don't think that makes you sexist.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I just can't handle some of the garbage that goes on with the WNBA. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Well, listen, there's garbage that goes on in the NBA too,
and the NFL.
But you put up with it because you get to see the freak of nature athletes do crazy things.
True, but I don't know. I just cannot stand the whining between Angel Reese and whoever gets into it. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah, Lonster, appreciate the call, my friend.
Hey, you guys have a good day.
All right, you too. Yeah, I mean, the NBA has their own stuff too. Trust me, we've talked about it a lot throughout the course of the year. But I get distracted by shiny things. So if Joker's doing behind the back passes and crazy Sombor shuffle game winning shots, or Luka's doing these step back threes to win a game, Anthony Edwards is throwing it down on some guy's skull. Yeah, that tends to make me forget all about the gambling scandal that started at the beginning of the season, or the whining to the refs. All of it tends to go away when I see stuff that just makes my jaw drop.
If everybody played like Caitlin Clark, then the product would be incredible.
You give me 20 Caitlin Clarks that can handle, and I'm talking about handling the ball. I'm not talking about getting to the rim and going up for a layup. Handling the ball. If you can handle the ball like her, and shoot the way because she does. She does remind me of Steph Curry. She does. She's like the closest female version to Steph Curry. She could pull back and give her an inch, and she's going to launch that thing, man. You give me 20 of those, that's how you grow your sport. But embrace it. Embrace it. Not everybody's out to get you. Start calling it like it is. Own your superstars. Treat your superstars like superstars. And don't get offended when someone asks you a very basic question, like, are you going to ever retire. Sorry. Forgive me for thinking that would ever be something that could happen, that you might retire. 44 minutes after the hour. Nuggets, Timberwolves, are we ready? It is Tuesday. It's Tuesday. We got several days yet until the playoffs start. But how we feeling, Nuggets fans? I want your predictions. I'm going to take your predictions. Nuggets in 4, 5, 6, 7, or not. Any of those options. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
You know what I love of the many things that I love about Big City Roadhouse? The pizzas. But they have those little pepperonis. They do the little pepperonis, Mike. The little baby ones. They look like little bowls. Little bowls of goodness on your pizza. It's amazing. I love the pizza over Big City Roadhouse. And it's tough for me because every time I go there, you know, Dawn and Cleta, they always like want me to try something new. And at first, I'm like, guys, I want my pizza, you know? But then I try whatever it is they're offering me. And that's ridiculous. So it's like, okay, that might be the go. So it's like every time I go there, I do try something new now. And it's really good. But it's also bothering me because I don't get in and really get the pizza every single time. So that's been on my mind for a while because the last four times I've been there, I haven't had the pizza. But I'm gonna get the pizza next at Big City Roadhouse. And guys, if you haven't checked these guys out yet, you need to. Big City Flavor, Roadhouse Comfort. And they're your headquarters for Nuggets and Avalanche playoff games. For the playoffs, they're running drink specials tied to the sponsored beers for both the NHL and NBA. During Nuggets playoffs games, they're offering $3 Michelob Ultras. And during Avalanche games, they're going to offer $3 Coors Lights available throughout the games. So you got to check it out. Big City Roadhouse. Travis, the new guy texting in. I had a pepperoni and jalapeno pizza with little pepperoni cups on Sunday, and it gave me lunch yesterday and today, so fed me for 3 days. That's what it's all about, people helping people. It's beautiful stuff. 11:51 the time. Let's take a quick break, wrap up hour number one. Nuggets, T-Wolves, we'll tee off on that coming up here in just a moment. It's The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
From worst to...
The Athletics get the win in 11.
Just how will this season go for the Colorado Rockies? Hear games right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, or 4 minutes before the next one. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Coming up, we got the top stories of the day. And then let's get into a few things here. We had a good conversation yesterday with Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Has the shine officially worn off for Coach Prime? Is he on his final year? If he doesn't succeed, if he doesn't find some success. And what does that look like for the Buffs? They just got a big quarterback recruit that I'll talk about here in a moment, too. So The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.